chapter 26, Knox versus Crocs. Un, deux, trois, game on! At Bismarck's call, the bats dropped Harry onto the floor. The second he hit the ground, the tarantula curled into a tight ball, tucking in his legs as tight as he could. Dawn and Miss swiped their kiwis. Pushing Dawn to the side, the crocodile tucked the tarantula into the crook of her kiwi's beak. Miss glided on the slick floor, maneuvering around the challengers who were swiping at the spider. Past Ciro, slap, slap. She whacked Harry back and forth, slap, slap. Past Ajax and Julian, slap, slap. She slid over to the side of the rink, pulling an inexperienced Cora and Tobin away from the goal. The Knox raced after them, but their balance was shaky on the strange, slippery surface, and they had limited control of their kiwis. Miss slid a pass to V, standing behind Tobin and Cora, who tapped the tarantula into the open net. On the next possession, Orr received the first pass. He cocked his kiwi back and gave Harry a whack, sending the spider whistling into the goal. The Crocs were up 2-0, and the first period wasn't even halfway over. Oh, goodness. The pangolin paced in front of the goal. It's all a blur. I should never have agreed to be the goalie. My vision's too weak for this game. Cora placed a paw on Tobin's back. You can do this, she said. You don't have to rely on your sight. The pangolin rubbed his eyes. What do you mean? Cora smiled. Look at the bat, she said. They can't see at all. They just use their ears. Tobin glanced at his leather-winged friends. Although they were stumbling a bit, they did seem to know where they were. You know what a tarantula smells like, right? Cora asked. Tobin's face brightened. He nodded and tapped his nose twice. He was ready. Face off! Yelled the sugar glider. The tarantula was dropped once again. After the face-off, Miss and Bee took control of Harry and zoomed past Ajax and Dawn. Ciro swiped the spider away for a moment, but lost possession on an unlucky bounce. The Crocs regained control and were soon bearing down on the goal. Prey on the pangolin, hissed Bee. Miss cackled and increased her speed. Oh, goodness, Tobin murmured. The onslaught of reptiles was once again headed his way. Cora looked up at her brother in the stands. Joe was quivering, his paws over his eyes, unable to watch the blowout. His lips were curled up, revealing the dark gap where his missing tooth used to be. The wombat clenched her jaw and tightened her paws around her kiwi. No one was going to score on her goal again. Without a second thought, she shot like a bolt down the marble toward the two advancing players. No, you don't, Cora hollered, leaping into the air with every drop of strength in her legs. The crocodiles raised their kiwis to start their backswing, but Cora was there to block the shot. She came down hard on her bottom, right on top of the furry spider. Splat! Whizz! The buzz whistled through their crooked teeth, waving their wings madly. Harry's eight limbs splayed out in every direction underneath the wombat's behind. His fangs were stuck like ice picks into the marble slab. Oh, Harry groaned. His eight eyes were crossed and spinning in their sockets. I got biffed by a buttock. Oh, I'm sorry, Cora repeated her apologies over and over as she lifted herself up off of Harry. I don't know what came over me. Ladies and gentlemen, said Bismarck, roughing the spider. Boris clapped his claws and cheered at the top of his lungs. Wonderful, wonderful, he screamed. A power play for the Crocs. See you later, wombat. Shocked, Cora glanced at the fox, but Dawn confirmed the call with a shrug. By the rules of the game, the wombat was forced to sit out for the rest of the period, leaving the Knox one player short. Cora slumped toward the sideline, her gaze glued to the floor. She had tried to be great and heroic, but she had only been clumsy and harmful. He'll be so disappointed, she muttered, looking back at her brother. But when Cora met Joe's gaze, his eyes were full of pride. Whizz! The bats whistled to restart the game. With a sigh, Harry curled back into a ball and squeezed his eyes shut. Clack! With a powerful strike, Miss got a hold of the spider. Please be gentle, begged the kiwi. My beak is terribly scratched from this hard floor. Quiet, snapped Miss. With V right behind her, the croc moved skillfully around the defense. In an attempt to use up the time, she played the spider back on her own goal. Then, in the period's final moments, V slapped a shot straight through Tobin's legs. The bats whistled to send both teams to the bench for intermission. The score was 3-0 in favor of the Crocs, and there were still two more periods left to play. Que lastima! We have a tragic night in the making here, ladies and gentlemen, groaned Bismarck. Can our beloved Knox pull themselves together, or will we be spending the rest of our nights in this cave? I, for one, have not lost hope yet. Boris clapped on his team gathered round. Wonderful! Now that's how you move the tarantula! With a big toothy grin, he congratulated each of his players. Then he turned toward the sideline. Jerry, he called. The jerboa hesitantly shuffled toward him. Listen, jerboa, I have you to thank for helping me scout these newcomers. Did you see that fox? Boris shook his head in awe. What agility! What speed! Those coachers are going to flip when they see the squad I've put together. Boris's love for the game was so heartfelt that Jerry felt a confusing twinge of enthusiasm. Right on, sir, said the jerboa. On the other end of the marble, spirits weren't so high. Oh, goodness, said Tobin. I'm trying my best. I really am. They're just so fast, and I can't... Dawn stopped the pangolin. You're not the reason we're behind. We're giving them way too much space to take shots. The team bowed their heads. But... We're getting better, she said. It's true, agreed Julian. I'm starting to get the hang of this kiwi. We've got to hold them around the knees. Ajax shook his head. But it's not enough. We need something more. A way to keep their defenders from pouncing on the player with the spider. If we can do that, we may just have a chance to score. What do you mean? Asked Julian, sensing his friend was onto something. I think Ajax is suggesting that it's time for a little coyote hunting magic, said Ciro. Misdirection and coordination. That's how we'll win this.